Get ready, it's Podhouse time. We're here talking to our story houses about their experiences in early childhood education and all the pieces that connect their career together. Today we're joined with Amanda, one of our story houses. So Amanda, tell us a bit about yourself and your journey in early childhood education.
I guess for me, my career started over 20 years ago, which makes me sound super old now. I spent most of my youth spending my weekends babysitting other people's children, and I guess that's where my love for caring and loving little people started. I actually started my career in a small childcare centre out west, where I studied my Certificate 3. I then went on to studying my diploma. I then went on to studying my Bachelor of Early Education. And that study and the experience that I've had in the early childhood sector has led me to where I am today.
Amazing, thank you. And so if you were a superhero at Story House, what would your superpower be and why?
Oh, that's a good one. I guess for me, I would definitely be Action Girl, and my superpower would be about bringing energy and sparkle to everybody every day, that my job was to support those people to feel successful. I would definitely have a glitter gun, making sure that people got sparkle on all day, and I would definitely wear tights and a cape.
Do you have a unique team experience that you can share that you really value that brought the culture to life at Story House?
I guess for me, it's not a particular experience. Every day, I am constantly surprised by the commitment, the passion, the genuine love that our educators and our services and our service managers bring on a daily basis. I guess for me, it continually surprises me because every time, every service, every educator brings something different. But the level of commitment that these educators bring to Story House, it continues to blow my mind. And I feel really lucky that I get to work in a company that has people like that. But also too, I think how lucky are the children in our care.
Today we're here with our Story Houser, Meg. So Meg, why did you choose early childhood education as a career?
I chose to study my Diploma of Early Childhood Education during COVID lockdowns when I was home with my children. I found myself researching early education to support my children and thought to myself, why not use this time to study my diploma?
Thanks, Meg. Could you tell us a little bit more about your story in early childhood education?
I came to Story House to complete my practical placement and I have been here ever since. I started in the nursery and I'm now currently in the toddler room.
What do you think is the best thing about working in early childhood education?
Every day is different and I'm always learning something new.
Today we're here with Helen, one of our Story Houses. So Helen, what do you love about your job here at Story House?
For me, I love my job here at Story House because for me, it's all about the connection, not only with the children, but the families and the educators as well.
And what do you think the most memorable moment or story from your time working with us is?
Mine would be the gala event back in October last year. For me, it came in my life right at the right time, both professionally and personally. And for me, I came out a better me.
Beautiful. And how do you think working here has helped you to grow both personally and professionally?
Professionally, I've grown a great amount. This is due to the support of Mel, my bomb, and my manager, Garima, as they have challenged me in areas that I doubted myself before. Personally, I've come out of my comfort zone, and for me, I've met challenges head on without doubting myself.
Can you describe the atmosphere in our early learning centres in one word and why?
I think Clyde, in a nutshell, is all about family. So I'd have to say family, as that we are always united together.
Amazing. And if you were a superhero, what do you think your superpower would be?
I would call myself Super H, spreading lots of hope and happiness, and definitely dressed in Leica with animal print.
What do you think the most surprising or funny thing a child has ever done or said in your classroom is?
when I used to walk into the classroom, they used to say, mum, and I used to have to correct them. I say, no, I'm not your mum. But just recently, I'd have to say probably in the last 2 to 3 months, I get Nana. So that's actually a bit of a funny thing. I've either aged or something's going really wrong.
Today we are here with one of our story houses called Nadia. So Nadia, what do you love about your job here at Story House?
I love my job because I love the children. I love their excitement and wonder for everything, and they also help me fill their passion for life.
That's lovely. And what was the most memorable moment or story from your time working with us?
Oh, it would have to be the gala evening. It was so beautiful having everyone together, enjoying each other, and that I also won the ECT award made it a super special evening for me.
Beautiful. And how do you think working here has helped you to grow both personally as well as professionally?
I feel with Story House and my fellow team members, they've helped me to grow in patience and acceptance for everyone who they are, for who they are.
And could you please describe the atmosphere in our early learning centres in one word and why?
That's easy. I think full of life, so many families and cultures and life experiences.
And if you were a superhero in one of our centres, what would be your superpower?
I think that my superpower would be that I'm strong-willed. I can make anything I set my mind to happen.
That's awesome. And what's the most surprising or funny thing a child has ever said or done in your classroom?
I have one child who thinks that she's American and replies, "Thanks, brah," with everything that we ask of her all the time.
And if our early learning centres had a theme song, what do you think it would be and why?
Oh, it'd have to be "Don't Worry, Be Happy," because here at Clyde North, nothing else would get us through the day.
We hope our story houses today were able to ignite your passion and deepen your knowledge on what a day in the life of an educator at Story House is like. If you'd like more information on becoming an educator at Story House, send us an email at recruitment@shel.edu.au.